How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Kids, the thing about New Year's Eve is that it sucks. Sure, it looks great on TV, but in reality, it's always just a big letdown. But in 2005, I attempted to do the impossible, to give my friends a great New Year's Eve. I had an idea of how to do it, too, and all it cost was half my Christmas bonus.
Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney gulp as a stretch limo pulls up at the curbside, with Ted standing up through the sunroof.
Yeah, that's right. A limo.
3 hours till midnight.
Oh man, Ted, this is great.
Okay, people, let's talk strategy. Last New Year's, we went our separate ways, and it sucked. This year, we party together or not at all. Now, I sifted through your party submissions, and I narrowed them down to these five.
Question.
Yes, Barney, your submissions were received, and no, we will not be attending any parties in your pants.
Aww. But you enjoyed the Evite, right? That was an actual picture of my pants. Yeah.
We will hit all five parties before midnight, and then narrow them down to one, the most awesome party in New York City, and that is where we will ring, nay, rock, in the new year.
All right, and party number one, that's where we get to meet Mary Beth?
Mm-hmm.
Mary Beth?
Oh, she works in my office. She seems like she might be into me. She's always finding reasons to hug me. So tonight.
People often ask me, Barney, how is it that you're so psyched so much of the time?
By who? Who asks you that?
And the answer is right here, my own personal get psyched mix. Now, people often think a good mix should rise and fall, but people are wrong. It should be all rise, baby. Now, prepare yourselves for an audio journey into the white hot center of adrenaline. Bam.
Shatter the heart, and you're too late.
It's working.
I'm definitely getting psyched.
Oh, God. I'm reaching dangerous levels of psychic
monster robot.
Let's do this.
Yes. Let's. Oh, driver. Hello.
Limo now, that's awesome.
I've moved up in the world.
How do you guys know each other?
Oh, we rode in his cab one time. It's a long story.
Hey, what are we waiting for? We got five parties to hit in 3 hours to do it.
Oh, I wish I could come with you guys, but Derek should be coming by any minute to pick me up.
Oh yeah, Robin was spending New Year's with her boyfriend, Derek. Derek. He was like rich, successful, handsome. I hated that guy.
I'll miss you guys. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Go get him.
Well, this kind of sucks.
Okay, nobody get down. We knew this going in. We're a man down. That just means we're gonna have to party that much harder. Ranjit, party number one.
Party number one!
Party
number
I can't believe we're leaving a party that had pigs in blankets. If you think we can beat that, you got some brass ones.
Hey, we've got four more parties to hit. If party number one turns out to be the best, we'll just limo on back to it.
We didn't really get a chance to meet. I'm Lily, and this is my fiancé, Marshall.
Hi, Mary Beth. So great to meet you guys.
Oh, hey. Well, my word.
Well, you're friendly.
Hello, American party friends of Barney's.
Oh, no.
So, Barney, who's your new friend?
Natalia.
Friendly.
So, where are you from, Natalia?
Gee, who knows? The former Soviet Republic of Drunkov or Assistan?
Super drunk, fantastic!
Isn't she awesome?
How are your feet doing, baby?
Oh, okay, I love these shoes, but the pain to hotness ratio is pretty steep. Can we swing by the apartment so I can change?
Come on, Lily, we have a tightly scheduled evening of awesomeness ahead of us. I need you to power through the pain.
Okay, Ted, but these dogs are really barking.
It's true. I can hear them. What's that, little boys? What's that? You want to go for a rock?
Ranjit, party number two!
Party number two!
Party number two, not so good.
No, let's go back to party number one.
No, no turning back. Ranjit, party number three.
Party number three.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we have to turn around. We left Natalia.
Barney, none of us really liked her.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, very nice, Lily. You know, she is a guest in this country. So while you may choose to turn your back on her, I choose to turn my front on her. What up?
I'm sorry about it, Barney.
No, I'm having a great time. I'm really glad that you asked me out tonight.
Me too.
Ted answers his mobile.
Hey, Robin.
Ted, Derek stood me up.
Derek. Now, we had a tight schedule to keep that night, and I was already on a date with another girl. But it was Robin.
Ranjit, turn it around.
One hour, 38 minutes till midnight.
I'm so sorry about this. You guys had your schedule and I screwed it all up.
No, this is perfect. It's meant to be. We're all back together.
What happened? Derek's stuck in Connecticut closing some deal. Who works on New Year's Eve? Okay, now I feel worse. I was really looking forward to this night. This sucks.
Barney starts the CD player.
Oh, dude, not now. What does she need to get
psyched, Barney? Fine. Maybe I should just go home.
Look, Robin, you're not going home. Come on, it's New Year's Eve. Look, so your date fell through, so what? What do you need a date for? Someone to kiss at midnight? Fine, I'll kiss you at a little bit after midnight.
Hi, I'm Robin.
Mary Beth.
Oh, well, you're friendly. I haven't eaten dinner yet. Is there anything to eat in this thing?
That's it. I know what you're jonesing for. Ranjit, take us to Gray's Papaya.
Oh, yes, Ted, you rock.
We couldn't go back for Natalia, a human being, but we do have time for hot dogs?
Yeah, we like hot dogs.
No. We are already behind schedule. Ted, come on. We have an hour and a half before midnight. I don't want to be kissing Ranjit.
You don't know what you're missing.
Come on, it's only a 20-minute detour.
Which is exactly how much time I need. Ranjit, stop the car.
Stopping the car. No.
Wait, baby, what are you doing?
No, I'm going home.
What? No, you gotta.
I can't stay in these heels any longer. I just can't. There's a cab over there. I'll just run back to the apartment and change shoes.
But hot dogs.
Oh, I know, baby. I'd love to go, but it's two against one.
Okay, I'll go with you.
No, baby. Baby, you go with them, and I'll meet you at party number three.
Are you sure?
If I don't see you happening.
Don't say that. We'll find each other. We'll find each other.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Lil.
Bye.
Hell of a woman. Let's go get some hot dogs!
1 hour, 18 minutes till midnight.
Party number three.
Actor number three.
Oh, yeah! Look at us, riding around in a limo. Eating hot dogs? It's like we're the president.
Hey, I bet you're feeling better now.
Oh, so much better.
Guys, is that Moby? I think that's Moby.
Now, kids, Moby was a popular recording artist when I was young.
Oh, no way!
That's totally Moby! That's awesome!
Should I say something? I should say something, right? Moby! Hey, Moby!
Oh my God, he's coming over! Everybody be cool! Everybody be cool!
Hey.
Hello.
What's up? You going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm just going to this party downtown.
You want a ride?
Sure.
The short, bald guy with glasses climbs in.
Welcome.
Wow, you're friendly.
Big fan. I'm Barney Stinson. So, what about this party?
It's just a New Year's thing. With some friends.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
You guys want to come?
Yeah, we'd love to.
All right.
Ted, sidebar?
Moby, switch for you.
Right. Moby?
Yeah, what's up?
What about Lily?
Call her.
I've been trying to call her. I can't get through it. All the circuits are jammed.
It's New Year's Eve for you. Well, look, we'll just swing by Moby's party, and then afterwards...
No, I can't. Lily's waiting. I gotta find her. Okay, I'll meet you at party number three.
But, come on, Moby's party! Moby's party! Moby's party! Ranjit, Moby's party.
Moby's party!
Barney CD.
It's a cool mix. You know, people think a great mix has to rise and fall. I think it should be all rise.
Yes, Moby. Yeah, it should start high, get higher. This mix is my pride and joy. I never leave home without it.
That's how I feel about Janice here.
Jack.
A gun.
So then I said, your motorcycle was like that when I got here.
You're not Moby, are you?
Who?
Moby? The recording artist, Moby?
No.
But when we said, hey, Moby, you said, yeah.
I thought you said Tony.
So your name is Tony?
No. Oh, hey, we're here. All right. You guys gonna come in?
Nah.
You sure? Come on, it's gonna get nuts in there! This dude who owes me money.
No, we're good. We're good. Happy New Year, not Moby.
Oh, hey, be safe.
Why do we think that guy was Moby?
I don't know. I see a short, bald hipster, and my mind goes straight to Moby.
That's Marshall's phone.
Barney answers it.
Hello?
Oh, Marshall, thank God I got through.
Hey, sexy.
Barney, where's Marshall?
He left his phone in the limo. He's out looking for you.
What? Where?
Party number three?
Well, I'm here at party number three and... Oh my God, guess who just walked in? Moby.
Moby? She's upstairs.
Lily, you have to get out of there this instant. That's not Moby.
Oh, no, I know Moby, and that's Mo... Does he have a gun?
Run! Oh my God! Not Moby's party is party number four. What are the odds?
Lily joins them.
What's that guy?
Well, we know it's not Moby and it's not Tony.
Ranji, drive!
Where to?
Party number three!
Party number three.
No, but I was just at party number three.
No. You were at party number four. You must have looked at the list wrong.
Well, after that rather unpsyching experience, you know what it's time for? It's time to
what?
That's right, recycle.
Barney tries to start the CD player, then checks the CD case.
Oh my God! Not Moby took my Get Psyched mix.
Barney, stop, Barney! It's not worth it. Let it go. We need to get back on schedule.
Ah, nuts.
Ranjit, you sure I can't help?
No, I am pissed. Ted, I don't want you to see me pissed.
Okay, not a problem. He'll jack it up, slap on a tire. We'll be at party number three in no time.
I wish Marshall would call. Guess the circuits are jammed.
Yeah, you know why all the circuits are jammed? Because everyone's calling their loved ones, everyone around the world. Everyone except Barney. Oh, sure, laugh. Laugh for Barney Stinson. Laugh for the sad clown trapped on his whirling carousel of suits and cigars and bimbos and booze. Round and round it goes. And where's it all heading? Nowhere.
Is this just because you lost your Get Psyched mix?
I'm sorry. Am I not allowed to have a pensive side?
No. No, not tonight. Not in the limo. We gotta stay psyched. Ted went to a lot of trouble to make this an awesome New Year's. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
A bad name.
A flame of love, and you play your game, darling. You give love a bad name.
Mary Beth stands up through the sunroof, and moments later, Ted joins her.
It'll be fine. We'll be out of here in a jiff.
Ted, I'm gonna head out. My roommates are having a party not far from here.
No! Look, I know this night isn't turning out the way I planned, but we thought...
How long have you been in love with Robin?
I'm not in love. We're just friends. Where are you getting that from?
Ted, it's okay. I'm fine. And I can tell that she's into you, too.
That's ridiculous. Wait, really?
Happy New Year, Ted.
Mary Beth disappears down into the limo, then springs back up through the sunroof to give Ted a hug.
I can't believe Mary Beth left before midnight.
Oh, she just had to make an appearance at this other party. It's no big deal.
The first time I rode in a limo, I was 5. I was on the way to my grandfather's funeral. I suppose, in a way, I still am.
Okay, well, it's getting weird in here. I'm gonna call Marshall.
But he left his phone.
Marshall!
I'm sorry about your girl.
Sorry about your guy.
Well, at least we both have someone to kiss at midnight. Did you forget about our little deal? Because I did not.
I did not, too.
Robin's mobile.
Derek. Hi, how's work?
Give you some privacy.
Marshall! Ted, then Barney, join Lily standing up through the sunroof.
Hey. Marshall!
Okay, how's this for a plan? We start walking now, we get to party number 3 by 12:45, we celebrate the new year in Central Standard Time.
Marshall!
Rest.
You want to rest?
Trying to turn this night into anything more than what it is, which is New Year's Eve, which is the single biggest letdown of a night every single year.
Marshall!
Come on, we can still turn this thing around. We've still got 10 minutes.
Stop trying to chase down some magical, perfect New Year's, Ted. It doesn't exist.
Marshall comes running through the clouds of steam. He and Lily kiss.
I knew I'd catch up with you guys eventually. So much to tell. I couldn't find Lily at party number 3, so I walked. I walked to the next party on the list.
Not Moby's party?
Yes, Moby's party. Check it out, he signed my shirt.
It's signed Eric.
And guess what I found? Yeah, I heard it playing at the party, so I swiped it. I know, come on.
Barney hugs Marshall gratefully for returning his CD.
Baby, I was so worried about you. Why didn't you call me?
I tried, baby. All the circuits are jammed. But wait, there's more. After party number 4, I figured you guys went to party number 5. And so I went there too, and it is awesome. I want to cry. It is so awesome. We have to go there.
How? We'll never get a cab.
Yep, flat feet.
Oh, let's do this! Come on! Go! Go,
Tanya? Yeah, turns out she was asleep in the front seat the whole time. Ranjit, why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to wake her. She looked so peaceful.
Party number 5 is 20 blocks away and all the way across town. Ranjit, can you get us there in 8 minutes?
I'll get you there in 6.
3 minutes till midnight.
I don't think I can do it.
No, come on.
Move, you stupid Tanya!
3 minutes! Come on!
Ranjit, put her in park. Dudes, I'm sure party number 5 is awesome, but it's not the best party in New York. Because this is.
Aww.
Right here.
Cheers, well said.
Cheers.
And just like that, we were having the perfect New Year's Eve. Funny thing is, all night long I've been trying to chase something down that was right there in that limo.
A shadowy figure knocks on a window.
Derek?
Hey, come on in.
Robin, I cut my meeting short because I wanted to see you at midnight.
I can't believe you made it.
I made it, baby.
I super love you, okay?
Here, you need a mint.
8, 7, 6, 5.
Standing outside, a gutted Ted shuts the door on his friend's countdown.
You probably want to feel bad for your old man at this point in the story. Well, don't. Not every night has a happy ending. But all of it's important. All of it was leading somewhere. Because suddenly, it was 2006. And 2006 was a big one.
Ted! What the hell, man? I thought we had a deal.
What about your guy? It's midnight. Go kiss him.
Yeah, he kept me waiting.
and keep him waiting.
Well, a deal is a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Robin rests her hands gently on Ted's shoulders, then kisses him tenderly on the lips.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A moment passes between them before Robin heads back to the limo. Ted turns and strolls away towards a pedestrian crossing. Its signal changes from a red hand to a walking man as he reaches it.